Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
Alrighty, and we are back from a short break. Tight 5? Maybe a loose 10, but definitely at least a tight 5. And back to adventuring in the underground area of the Spike. Another world in the adventure, A Cosmic Birthday. We did take a short break. Does anybody want to guess at the length of the short break
I have it in my notes.
If you have the exact answer, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody, okay. Rebecca.
I also had the exact answer, so I'll hold off.
Jabert, when did we play last?
Oh my god, it was it 4 months ago?
Not quite, but that's a good guess, Tyler.
I'm going to say 3 months, 3 hours, and 3 days ago.
I mean, that's real close, actually. I just realized how late in the year it was already. But yeah, no, we were planning, like the best laid plans, to do like one Starfinder 2E session a month. And I'm not sure exactly how it got pushed back, but
Miles ruined it all. Guy just popped in one day and said, nah, I ain't cutting that brisket. Forget it.
is that a Tylerism? I ain't cutting brisket.
Yeah, that is a...
That brisket ain't gonna cut. No, we played, March 13th last, and we're recording this one past mid-June. So you'll forgive us, folks, if we just don't remember anything that happened last time we played. What's funny, we do remember, though, because you guys were talking about it without even... I'm actually seeing, the entire map, so I can...
Trauma's hard to forget.
I can remember, the last big fight in maybe a few episodes ago now was your level 1 characters, Starfinder 2E characters... fighting a CR3 animated statue. And
what's going to be absolutely hilarious is, because we don't remember what room that thing was in, we're gonna walk back in there.
Yeah, right. your characters do. For your characters, it's been a few like hours, but
those characters nearly... in the room with us right now, Patrick.
Yes, it was nearly TPK situation, and it's so funny because like, boy howdy, I feel like CR3s against level 1 characters it just shouldn't be,
There should be like a couple addendums to like the balancing. It's like, when you're at level 1, just don't do that.
I have now in our home games killed Jabert twice with that exact same makeup of a CR3 versus level 1 characters.
It almost happened again like 2 nights ago.
Wait, 2 nights ago?
On Sunday.
Oh, during the day? Yeah, well, those are even crazier. We're playing our home game of Season of Ghosts, which started since we last played in March, Pathfinder 2E, and my wife has decided to join us for that game and that game only. She says she's out after this.
We'll see.
Yeah, I'll try to get the hooks in.
I mean, yeah, she seems like she's having a nice time, so I bet we can.
But we have now 7 players at that table.
Yeah.
7 player characters. Like, so the map
nominally 7 players, but
yeah, well, now I have to throw like CR4 monsters at this huge party. And like, combats are still only like 2 turns, but on that one turn, I'm like critting somebody, like someone's getting blasted by a giant monster. And that's kind of what happened to you guys. You fought an animated statue, which CR3, it says it's just a moderate encounter, but
there is no better proof that this stuff doesn't this that there, there's no playtesting. There's just hopes and dreams that come out of that printer.
This is the playtest. We're playing.
They're not playtesting the playtest.
Well, I assure you they do to some degree, but yes.
Who playtests the playtest?
The playtesters.
Or perhaps it's the equivalent of like handing the game. It's like when it's like if you're making a video game and then you playtest your video game with pro video game players and they're like, yeah, it's not bad. And you're like, oh, great. And then you release it to the general public and they get slaughtered by your game. And you're like, well, duh.
Mommy, why is it hard? I don't understand.
Boy, Hello Kitty teaches typing is brutal. Yikes.
I like the part where Sephiroth comes out and impales your kitty cat if you get any letters wrong.
Whoa, hey, Tyler, he tells you you're not good at your job anymore.
Tyler, I just want to pause you right there. Hello
tells
Kitty.
He was never proud of you.
Is not a cat. She is a British.
Oh, don't start
human
with
girl.
This. No, she's not. Wrong.
Wrong. Well, it is weird because she, like, I think in the lore of the Hello Kitty universe, has a cat herself. So it's one of those things where it's like, you know, Mickey Mouse has a dog.
And also and then, his best friend has a dog named Goofy.
Yeah, it's weird stuff. The other thing that happened, I think the last time we played, is the room that your heroes find themselves in right now. You fought a like kind of haywire projector, like hard light advertisements in this ghost hallway, and it was spitting out scamps, hard light scamps to fight, but you guys managed to deactivate that, and I'm going to hand wave and say you guys can rest up here and get your HP back, no problem. We can kind of move past that, and yeah, you don't find an exit out of the ghost levels. Once again, you are caught in kind of a nether realm. So yeah, which direction would you like to go now? Do you want to, I think you've gone straight south and you've gone kind of northwest and you have just about all the other cardinal directions to look at.
But wait, did we go this way?
No, that's kind of northeast-ish.
All right.
You want to?
Yeah, why don't we just hug the left wall and do that, except yeah. Not oh, man, I forgot that none of us are good at being the person who opens the door. We don't have a door opener.
Wait, oh, well, do we have a problem opening? We did have a problem opening a door anyway.
I have stealth. Or do you mean literally opening doors?
No, I mean like when you open a door and then there's like someone with a gun on the other side and Patrick rolls high on initiative. So three people get to attack before you move and then you die before you can do anything. That kind of thing.
I'm good at that.
Okay.
I'm going to die.
Please.
I'm going to die before I get a chance to do anything.
Is this a campaign where, Jabert, you're like, please let my character die? Are you taking over for Tyler? Right.
Yeah, I mean, I just need a reroll on this character. I just need a refresh.
I feel like we're all feeling that way.
I just need a vest soldier, please.
You know, Zinko is really excited to make connections, make new friends. She is happy to take the lead, but will do so cautiously because she understands that not everyone wants to be her friend. But she hopes that they do.
Patrick, I would just like to stealthily
open a door.
Oh,
go ahead.
I'd just like to take a moment to say that I have over 90,000 unread emails right now.
Why?
90,000 unread
emails. That's so many.
It just got out of hand. A popular man. I'm Papa Popular Man. Everybody wants me to see their... Let's see.
Jabert wants me to know about their new promotions.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you, my friend, those are rookie numbers.
I mean, this is after spending 30 minutes of clawing through it, so I'm working on it.
I'm over 105,000. I just don't care.
It's my over God. 105.
Y'all crazy.
I did big delete of my email. I used to have like 10K or something unread, and it was all like advertisements and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It's just it's one of these things where it's like, I occasionally have to go through this. This is highly
concerning to me. I
Same. Rebecca got
zero unread.
That's wild. That's wild. I don't understand how that happens.
There's two kinds of two kinds of people in this world, Rebecca, and you're...
I mean, it doesn't mean that I actually read them. I just call my inbox every day, you know?
It snowballs. You miss a few days, and you, boom, 105,000 emails ready to go.
Nice.
I often keep my work email pretty clean, but my personal, I just give out to anyone. No, thank you. No, thank you, ma'am. No, thank you, sir. Rebecca, you're opening up these doors. Can you click on them yourself to open? I forget. Is that an option that you have?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, go right ahead.
Right first, I guess. That's what I clicked on.
Yeah, I mean, you can open up both of them. You see a big mechanical-looking hallway with what looks like venting gear along the sides. It looks very industrial, very technological here. There's big metal grates under your feet. And what looks like perhaps ducts, D-U-C-T-S, along the side of this room. And quack, steam quack, billowing off of a few different areas here.
Okay. What would you like to do? Can I cautiously enter the room?
Yeah, you can. That seems like something you would do. But as soon as you get right there, I need everyone to roll initiative turn order.
Oh, my God.
Boy. It happened almost immediately.
Is this that automaton?
Can you imagine if you went right back there?
Can I use stealth, maybe? I don't know if that's going to help me. But
you said you were stealth? You were striding in there confidently.
Cautiously. I said cautiously. Oh, okay.
Cautiously, yeah.
Check the tape.
I feel like it mostly seems like perception here. You're cautious about your surroundings. Are you that much better with stealth?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Three. Well, that's not going to help you out too much here. Let's see here. Okay, I've rolled great. I've rolled wonderful. Let's see.
Okay. And I really screwed up by making this character not wise.
Making them not street smart.
It's a playtest character, Rebecca. That's where you swing big and make equally big mistakes.
Also, listeners, if you are tracking shots versus batteries, sorry. No idea what the status of that is. So we're starting from scratch.
you found a plug in the last room you can plug into. So we are hand wiping 3 months.
It seemed like 10 minutes of charging was 3 months worth of charging. It's amazing.
Well, yeah, no, ghost levels are screwy like that. Yeah. They're all screwy. Okay, so the first thing that happens is you, Rebecca, have set off my trap card. Can you make me a basic reflex save?
I can try.
Okay. Looks like a 18. 18 is a success. So you're taking half damage as a vent kind of explodes in front of you. Just hot steam blasting right next to you. I think you mostly dodge out of the way, but this vent still goes off. Let me bring this to the token level. You guys can see. Heat vent. I roll some damage here. Okay. It's 11 points of damage. Half that is 5 points of fire damage, I'm guessing. Yeah, fire damage. And that is going to take us, let's see. Yeah, it's going to take us to Drew, your turn.
Okay, do I see what is happening here?
You just saw your cohort get blasted with hot steam, hot vent steam. Vented steam that's hot.
Can I perceive what is happening elsewise?
I mean, you rolled your perception check into the initiative turn order and you rolled pretty well. It seems like there's some danger ahead.
Remember, I don't play this game.
Right.
I'm used to being able to just roll a perception check. So how about I roll I guess there's not really anything that I can know to see what's going on.
You could go into the room and see if there's a way to turn off the heat vents.
Yeah. Is there a piracy lore that I can maybe get to, like, find a safe path through a spot on here of this? I know it's a station and not a ship, but.
Yeah. If you want to spend an action on your turn here, make me another perception check.
That's great. Love that. Perfect.
Natural.
Perfect. All right.
Natural so one.
We're just going to run on in and see what happens.
Okay. Well, what is going to happen is the doors try to slam shut right on you. Boop, 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 boom. Okay. Go ahead and make me a reflex save.
24.
Okay, that is a success. So as these metal doors that Becca just opened slam shut on you, you're only taking half damage. And because you succeeded, oh wait, no. If you succeed at the reflex save, you take no damage. This is not a basic reflex. That's good to know. And on, but it says you roll out of the way in a random direction. And on a critical success, you get to choose the direction. Do you want to roll a dice for me, see if you end up inside the room or outside in the hallway with the other two?
Yeah. What options should I?
What do you think is the worst option?
I mean, I would think.
We'll make that low on the dice.
Further into the room.
Oh, okay. Sure.
All would right, that not that, be, with the room with all the heat, would that not be the worst?
Oh, I mean, it would be the worst for you.
It's be where I am, though.
It'd be oh, real bad right. for your.
Are you going to help Zinko or not?
Go help the love of your life, you cruel man.
You just gonna leave her to die?
Nelly has never met Zinko before this.
They are work acquaintances.
Yes. All right, I'm gonna roll a D100.
Okay, go for it.
And you just tell me what I get.
All right, well, low is you're inside the room, right? That's the worst one.
33.
Yeah, you're inside the room with Zinko.
All right.
Good times. And you don't take any damage from the door. So you got that going for you. What? So you're moving through. You have a third action. What would you like to do with your third action?
I mean, it seems stupid to keep moving into this space, but
I will say both you and her have seen that this vent in the floor seemed to have exploded on you guys. So this is definitely, it's either malfunctioning or some kind of trap.
Do I see a control box anywhere for this particular vent? Terminal?
You kind of made your perception check of what you were looking at there. All right, you didn't see it, at least from where you were in the hallway.
All right, then I'm going to do something very stupid.
Good.
And I'm going to keep running the hallway.
Oh, good, good, good. All righty. So I think as you get to about there, you see a figure kind of towards the back of the hallway. A small, big-eared, wide-tooth-looking creature looking in your direction. Bring him to the token layer so you can see him. This guy right here.
Can you zoom in on him so we can see what he looks
like? Oh, I'm going to do more than that. Bring him right over. Hey, he's got a purple mohawk cut, giant bat-like ears, kind of a hyena-like face. He's got a little spacesuit on, and he's got a little little weapon.
Wait, that was in the light. The light cutoff thing. Can you show it to me?
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Bring it right over here. Can you see it? There.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, a little gremlin dude. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. He is quite a gremlin-esque creature that you can see from there, Drew. That's going to take us down to Jabert in the turn order.
Oh, boy. Let's see. I almost definitely have something to do here. Let's see.
The door has slammed shut in front of you. Close both these doors to remind you. You can't see inside.
Let's see. Witch Warper. See, what kind of one of these abilities does it seem like I might have? I don't know. Let's say, which way did he go? Which way did he come from?
I guarantee you have Warp Reality. The base ability.
Where did we find this guy? Where's this thing?
He's in the next room. Right now, you're in the hallway with Cry Cry. You two locked out.
Oh, okay. Well, we're locked out of this room. Okay.
Yeah. You got this door right ahead of you that slammed shut, nearly taking off your good buddy's head. Scally's head.
Right. Let's see. Okay, that sounds like a skill check is in order. I'll get that door open. Don't you worry. Let's see.
I'm worried now. Well, now that you said that.
Now that I said let me go try a, I guess crafting is engineering now.
Crafting's an option here, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try to craft open this door. Here I go crafting again. I guess I'll try to like, I'm gonna try to like hinky with the door lock and try to jimmy this thing open.
Well, do you have computers?
You know that's not a score I can put on this thing. This is a Pathfinder character sheet, Patrick. You know we don't have that.
Well, we put it under lore for every other playtest that we've done so far. Computers does come up. Yes.
I don't think we have, but okay.
Oh my god. I will break up a character right now, you silly goose.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't have anything here.
I understand. So I will say that is, I mean, you've rolled like a critical success on crafting. You're able to jimmy the door open and see inside.
I was really hoping that I wouldn't be able to get it done, so I wouldn't have to like do the next thing.
Oh, sorry. You've got another action here. And, you know, it's got a couple inches that you've like wedged maybe a nearby piece of metal in, but they're, you know, still trying to shut. So it'll have to be computers opened, or you know, like through the panel, or perhaps just strong armed with an athletics.
Yeah, that's probably not happening. Well, can I shoot a gun through it?
I would say it is wide enough to shoot your gun through. Yes.
Okay. Obviously, I didn't put my gun in this. Oh my god, what is this? Like, this is like something else entirely. Like, it says clan dagger on here for some reason. Like, what the heck is that? This is like clearly like a leftover from some other character I had. Like, ay. All right, some other time when we did this game. Boy, howdy. Let's see. I'm gonna look up previously and see what I was rolling in. Oh, look, natural ones. There's a 3. So not good. That's what I was rolling, not good. Yeah, no, I was doing it all manually. Very helpful, Jordan. Very helpful. All right, well, let's roll a dice. Let's roll a dice and see what it is. Nope, that's a d12. Okay, I rolled an 8. Plus, good gravy.
For what?
For a ranged attack. For a ranged attack. It was 8 plus
against 2. One.
I can't see anything, Patrick. I can't see.
All right, well, you hit nothing, then I don't know what to tell you.
I guess I shoot at the heat vents. I don't
know. All right, technically that is a valid target here. So what? Yeah, we 8 plus what?
Plus, let's see. I got my dexterity is 1, and I guess I got a 3. I'm probably a 3. I'm not an expert at shooting stuff, so 11 is what I got.
Unfortunately, a miss on like the 5-foot wide vent. But you're also like jamming the door open at the same time, so it can be excused. I've got great news, Jabert. That's the end of your turn, right?
Oh, thank goodness. we're not gonna you guys in another 3 months.
We're not calling you for another turn.
Yeah.
Because that's gonna bring us to Tyler.
Yeah. I'm gonna cast a spell, which immediately gives Jabert's character another action.
No, oh, please don't.
No, I don't have that ability.
Oh my god.
Okay, so the door. Jabert's character is sort of holding the door open, huh?
That's how we do.
You're hodoring.
I'm door holding.
Hodoring. That's very nice.
We're gonna call you Dohor.
No, that's terrible. That's what I do. That's what I do.
Let's rewind that a little bit. That's
terrible. You know, sometimes when you're not feeling well, you say things and then you realize you said something real, real dumb.
Real silly.
I'm checking my ancestry feat because I think Baratu can squeeze through really small things.
Sounds like something they might have, yeah.
That being said, I'm also large because of my particular Baratu build. So, no. Doesn't look like I'm going to be capable of trying to squeeze through that tiny hole in the door. So, unfortunately, there's not much I can... What is it? You said it's going to be... It'd be athletics to try to keep prying the door open?
To completely pry the door open, indeed.
Okay, well, I'm rocking a cool negative... No, a 0 on athletics.
Okay, well, 20s happen. You know?
Yeah, I think so.
You think 20s happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Can I?
You seem unsure.
Yeah, all right. So
30-foot line. That's not going to help me. I'm just checking my cantrips. Light. Okay. Yeah. I think I'm going to just try to help out opening the door.
With a athletic check?
Yeah. I mean, I have crafting, kind of, but it's only like +3. So, I mean, I really don't feel like there's much advantage there. So, yeah. You said 20s happen, so I'm assuming you know that this is going to be a 20.
Oh, man. Can you imagine?
Wasn't that all hour off? 15.
That's not going to be enough.
Okay. That's two actions. As a third action, I'm just going to give Jabert guidance on his next roll. Since it seems like he could use an assist.
Zinko. Rebecca. It's also gone.
Killing her.
Rebecca, it's your turn.
I thought I had like two turns to go.
I'm going real fast.
I can't read the turn order. I don't know these people's pictures and stuff.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, everyone Zinko else is their actual name in the turn order.
No, it doesn't show me any names. It only shows me my own name.
Weird.
Yeah, that is accurate.
Why?
I don't know. It only shows me pictures, and I don't know people's pictures, so apologies. Okay, that's true on Cosmic Crit, too. I never see anybody's name but my own.
That's odd. I can see everyone's.
Yeah, because you're GM, probably. Okay, I am going to move forward around the heat vents to sort of just behind Scally. Scally is your name, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going
Drew's
to...
Drew's nodding on an audio podcast. He's like, yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah.
Every time I mute my microphone, it's just snorts. It's snort city right now, so you don't want me to be on mic for most of this.
I think he got sick at Dave & Buster's yesterday.
Oh, because you were licking all the... What's a thing you went on lick? Dance Dance Revolution pads.
Oh.
Okay.
Sorry, Jabert, you're muted. So all of the
nerds...
The nerds? Like the candy?
No, the people. Oh. He's licking all the people.
All of the just stuff that has never once touched a Clorox wipe ever.
I'm going to Japan and I'm excited for actual arcades that aren't like total ripoffs like Dave & Buster's.
I mean, look, it was a work event.
So expansive.
It was a work event. Dave & Buster's is filled with like, I heard, oh, cool, arcade. I want to play Street Fighter. Yeah, that's not there. It's just these weird licensed properties of like,
yeah,
there was a Top Gun
to be a millionaire
game. Like, what did Top Gun Maverick have? Like, Cyberpunk 2077 had an arcade game. And when you sat down at it, it was actually like a BB gun that shot like little actual physical targets. Honestly, that was maybe the most fun thing.
What the heck? Thing.
But it was weird.
Anyway. No, I went last year, I think, with the wife and... Very disappointed. Not a pinball machine in sight.
No, there's no actual real games. It's all ticket games and weird licensed properties that are just knockoff random games that, yeah.
Dave and Buster's more like Dave and Busted. Okay. All right.
I'm going to take my turn now. I'm going to, as an envoy, do what envoys do best and say, get them and shoot at the... Little goblin creature, gremlin, whatever it is.
Yeah, he's looking in your direction. And he's got a weapon himself, and he's like, "I'm gonna go."
It's a 17 to attack.
Oh yeah, that's a hit.
Oh good, that does 2 damage.
Well, you lead by example, so don't you get the damage boost as well, or is it just the 2?
Yeah,
hit?
That's a great question. I get. Yeah, 1 + 1/2 my charisma modifier, which is 4, so 3.
Okay, got it.
And everybody else gets +1 on damage against this creature.
Okay, well, he's going to take his turn. He's going to, he has what looks like a giant piece of electronic equipment and just kind of points it in your direction. I'm so sorry, Rebecca, but Zinko. It's getting targeted because you're the only one that's hit him so far. And it's going to make a just a ranged attack. I guess technically he's outside of his range. So this will be a little negative. Not a big one, but a little negative. A 6 is going to be a miss. He will go ahead and take a second shot for his turn. Ooh. Oh, It wanted to be a natural 20, but it has rolled to right next door, the 14 with an agile weapon that is just 15 against your armor class. Is that a hit?
No.
Okay. His next action, he's going to boop on down the hallway. He moves kind of southerly outside of your guys's ability to see him, I think. Nobody can see him in the hall. That is going to take us to Drew. Your turn again, Scally.
Scally's going to take a look around and see them trying to get the door open. And let's move and assist with getting the door open.
Okay. Go right ahead. How do you want to help?
You said athletics is one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this is. Yeah, we'll roll athletics just to see. That's a flat 13.
Oh, you also have no bonus to athletics. Yeah, no, that's a fail. I'm sorry. If you want, you can take your third action and you can just aid whoever does it next.
Let me do that.
Okay. Guess what? Next up is Jabert. We're back, buddy.
Oh, it's all happening again. Hooray.
It's so negative when you say it like that. It's happening again. It sounds like the serial killer's back in town after 30 years. It's happening again.
No. Michael's back.
No.
Oh, no. All righty. So what would you like to
let's
do?
See.
You
let's
see Scally here on the other side of these doors.
That's good. I can shoot her, I guess. But
it's a robot.
I have a target now. There's something I can see. So it's so good. I have something to do. All right. So computers to get this thing the rest of the way open?
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
Oh, I can aid with computers. I would be better at that.
Well, yeah, we can say your aid is the, in that. If you guys have indeed computers on character sheet, if it's not,
I'm not trained in it, but I do have a pretty good int. And so,
okay,
I mean, that's close as I got. So here we go. Let's roll good.
You level get a plus one to this.
Oh, I get a plus one. All right. So I'll play plus one plus my roll, a 20.
Let's okay, go. Well,
with the aid, and there's a negative for being untrained here.
Yeah.
That is a success. Doors.
Now, I don't have a computer on my person, so if I can't roll that aid.
No, she's giving advice through the door crack.
Oh, okay, cool.
You're just whispering sweet nothings in Verdunth's ear. That is... That's only a single action, Jabert. What else?
Does the door open all the way?
Yeah.
Great. I step in. Ah! And wait, where's this guy? Where's this? What's this thing that we're looking at?
He ran down the hallway.
Yeah, it looks like Zinko is kind of pointing their weapons in this direction. She's shouting, get up!
Okay. And let's see. So then when I move in, I'll yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can just barely see him. I'm like, aha, I see it. I see the critter.
Well, you can see him down the southern hallway here for a moment, but unfortunately your vision is obscured by a blast of heat through a heat vent right now. You found the second one.
Wait, can I yell, watch out to my ally?
Is that a reflex?
And give them plus two circumstance bonus to AC?
Oh, please. I like that.
Oh, well, does AC. That help? No, it doesn't help at all. Make me a basic reflex save, Jabert.
All right, let's see here.
I feel like there is one that is four saves.
Well, in 1E, watch out was four reflex saves.
Hmm. It's probably much better for AC. Like, it'll come up much more.
Oh, my heavens.
Wow. Ooh, you were ready for that vent.
Verdunth jumps right out of the way. Critical success. As, you see massive amounts of condensation on the ceiling here as scalding hot vented steam burst up where you're standing a second ago. You see the gremlin kind of like shaking his hands in your direction, and it looks up and like as you don't seem to be dead. That is all three of your actions just to get over there, set this trap off. Cry, cry. I think we're on to you, Ty. Ty.
Yeah, I'll float. I'm gonna.
Float. I'll float.
I'll float.
Right,
20 feet. Right. Oh wait, the heat vent's not off, right? I'm a large creature. I can't avoid the heat vents.
I think it's just like I think it's back to like normal vented air right now. I don't think it's like constantly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll move in a little ways for as one action.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take a second action to move a little further. So where I'm behind Verdunth. And then I see that there's like a little door right here.
Yep.
And I'm just going to pop open that door to make sure that there's nothing hiding in there wanting to jump out at me.
What if there's like several more gremlins?
That would be bad news, but it looks like it's just a different hallway. Just another way we could have come.
It's heading southwest and it looks like it's kind of going back towards the central corridor where you guys got off of the wacky elevator ride all those hours ago. That will bring us to Zinko. Rebecca, back to you.
Okay. Zinko is going to move down around the heat vent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You got a good uninterrupted view of Mr. Grimlin.
Yep. And I'm going to... Do I have to keep get him up?
I believe so.
Okay. Yeah. I'll say get him and I'll shoot at him again. At this thing. The creature.
Yeah, I think it is a little different from first edition. Ooh, oh boy.
That's 21 to hit.
It's a big hit. Yes, hit.
But not a crit.
No crit.
Okay. That's 6 damage.
Fire damage from a laser pistol?
Yes.
Okay, he goes down and we are out of combat.
Whoa!
Oh, you mean we can shoot something Nico just once like... and it'd be...
No, I shot it twice, thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah, but Zinko's leading the way. Everyone else dealt with some traps while you're taking this thing on. But yeah, it goes down and it did seem to be controlling this trapped hallway. It was in the machinery, in the electronics.
Do you know, or can I tell how, like, does it have a remote control on it or something?
Grand question. I feel like that's something that the... Amazing Ginger Zabski would have taken into account. Boo, boo, boo. I think they have an ability that allows them to control.
Like with their mind?
Yeah, mechanical trickery.
All right. Was hoping to open vents on some other creatures later in the adventure, but oh well.
What you do... Oh god, they don't have anything on them, do they? No. No armor you can wear. It's just got like a bunch of junk. It seems to have made armor out of scraps and junk here. But yeah, it is. It's not going to bother you anymore. It's not going to bother you.
Except for the trauma of knowing that I killed a thing and gained nothing of the encounter.
Well, you've saved your friends' lives. They're not lying dead on heat vents or smushed in doors.
We went looking for the trouble, didn't we? Didn't we? This is on us.
Okay, well.
There's a lot to unpack here. I think that Zinko needs a minute.
Okay. Like 10 minutes or
yeah, more 10 than minutes.
That? Okay. Perfect.
Cosmic Crit, the Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.